Taylor Wallace here in Studio 1A. I am hanging out with Austin Slow Mo Drags. Their debut full-length comes out this Friday. They've got a show attached to that at the Mohawk. They'll be joined by Sometimes a Legend and Dinner with Matt Gilchrist. Info and tickets at mohawkaustin.com. We're going to talk about the new album, Deacon Brews, here in just a minute. But hey, let's hear a song from it. Well, all right. We're here in Studio 1A with Austin Slow Mo Drags. That song, if you didn't catch it, is called Guns, baby. It's from their new album, their debut full length, Deacon Brews, a little bit of a nod to Steely Dan there. They're playing a release show this Friday, also the day the album comes out, at the Mohawk. They'll be joined with Sometimes a Legend and Dinner with Matt Gilchrist. Tickets and info are at mohawkaustin.com. I'm sitting here chatting with vocalist, guitarist, Jackson Albrocht.
Hi, Taylor.
Hello. Can you introduce us to these other lovely gentlemen flanking you?
Well, I'd sure be happy to. On my left flank is Adam Mason. You know him, I know him. Sweet Adrian Haynes on the right. Alex Ogle, a.k.a. Weird Al on the drums in the back, singing, doing a whole bunch of stuff. Call him Weird Al. Super cute.
Super cute. All right. Well, last time y'all were here, y'all were sitting here with Lori. We all were talking about your debut EP. Y'all had semi-coordinated outfits. It was very adorable. And y'all had talked about going through how a unit of y'all have been playing music together for a long, long time. But y'all, a Slow Mo Drags in and of itself, has gone through some lineup changes. At one point included Taylor Wilkins of Otis the Destroyer and Otis Wilkins. And since y'all were here last time, y'all have gone through some more lineup changes, correct?
Yes, absolutely. It's the difference between doing it and not doing it, I guess. All of the amical kind of ways of changing. But
yeah.
Adrian is the brand new person. I'm sure he loves being pointed out as such. Hi, buddy. But he rips, so what are you going to do?
Hey. So with titles on this album like Guns, Baby, End of Days, Typical Black Hole, all of that kind of stuff, and knowing y'all have a very playful aesthetic, I'm going to detect and take a shot in the dark that there's a bit of satire going on in this album.
Yeah.
Can you imagine?
Anyone who knows me personally gets used to my form of expression. You know, this is the most earnest I've had to be in a long time. You know, you don't want to...
Well, can we talk a little bit...
I would prefer to say the opposite of what I mean and it be understood always. So there's probably a whole lot of that going on in the record for sure.
Well, good. And so can we talk a little more about Guns, Baby? The more I listen to this, I'm picking up more and more on the lyrics, but I don't want to make any assumptions. I'll let you talk about it.
Well, you know, at the risk of kind of spelling it out too much because nobody wants to do that, obviously it's a very provocative song. It's not really political. It's not about gun control. It's not in favor of guns. It's mostly just our middle finger to any ideology that values itself over any human at any point. So this is, you know...
I like that.
This is the way in which that's being talked about, but it's not a solution to anything. It's just about the black hole in the middle of the
It's also
the
most upbeat pop rock song I've ever heard about guns.
Well, you know, that's the juxtaposition. I mean, how interesting would it be to do it with a minor... chord and like not have any fun while doing it. Like that is not what the tune's about. You know?
No.
It's just about despair. Processing like our specific little second original sin. Whatever version of original sin America's on, you know, we're just kind of having fun with it. That's all.
Well, especially coming from a guy wearing a popsicles on his shirt, you know,
yeah.
Can't expect too much seriousness.
The guy at Taco Bell today said, "That's an interesting shirt." Yeah,
indeed.
You know what he said to me after that?
What?
It's summer oriented. To me, it is. I can't escape.
And it's Texas, and there's not really a non-popsicle season in Texas.
Yeah, exactly. What am I supposed to do?
We're sitting here in Studio 1A with Slow Mo Drags. Their debut full length, which is their second release, is called Deacon Brews. It comes out this Friday. There's a show at the Mohawk supporting that release. They'll be joined by Sometimes a Legend and Dinner with Matt Gilchrist. And let's go ahead and give that nod to Matt Gilchrist, who also did the album artwork for your album. I've seen a lot of Matt Gilchrist. He's done artwork for me, too. And man, that guy is talented.
He's my buddy. I'm so happy that they're doing the show with us. Very familial. Family affair, for sure.
Awesome. I'm just curious. The Deacon Brews, yes, a nod to Steely Dan.
Oh, gotta be.
Can you talk about that a little bit? Is that a major influence for you guys?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you want to talk about you weren't paying attention to the lyrics and now you are, and like, geez, this is like brutal. Like, that is what Steely Dan is all about for me, you know, like. He goes way deeper with it, though.
I think we're all fans.
You go deeper with it.
But I do go deeper with it. I'm an extra big fan.
He can play Peg. He did it at the first rehearsal.
You know, Rick McNulty's license plate is just steely.
Right.
Yeah. Well, awesome. Can we hear another song from the album?
Absolutely.
Just don't see it cause I'm getting by in the most basic ways. Sure, I wanna die every couple of days a few different ways. All the women I took is a given when I could have been worse at casual living ends. All the crosses that I drew upside down make me pretty like a virgin when I'm feeling down. Typical black hole, oh, oh, what are you laughing about? Whatever it should be making you cry. She's living clean. It should be making you cry.
That song rocks so hard, Jackson had to take his glasses off.
I missed the guitar harmonies. I was trying to push my glasses up. I was thinking about the visual element. Look good, sound good. So I doinked the harmony, but it's all good.
It's very dramatic.
A bunch more after that.
Very dramatic. We're in Studio 1A with Slow Mo Drags. That was Typical Black Hole, another song from their album Deacon Brews that comes out this Friday. You can catch them on their release show on Friday at the Mohawk. They'll be joined by Sometimes a Legend and Dinner with Matt Gilchrist. All the info, tickets, and everything can be found at mohawkaustin.com. Guys, thank you so much for being here this afternoon.
We got to thank you.
Oh, well.
We really wanted to be here.
I'm just facilitating. You guys are the stars here. You can check out these two songs, the interview and a bonus third song at kutx.org. Today's Studio 1A was mixed by Cliff Hargrove. Our multimedia crew today is co-led by Jorge Sanhueza Lyon and Julia Reese, assisted by Eddie Gaspar. And Deidre Gott, the lovely and capable Deidre Gott, is our wonderful Studio 1A producer. My name is Taylor Wallace, and you're listening to KUTX 98.9, the Austin Music Experience.